The Why by Alex Dimitrov, published in 2013. I want to be in rooms full of people I love. The world goes white, then green again, like the mind telling the body it is not alone. The body saying something I can almost hear above the sound of a dog barking, because he feels himself tied and tremendously alone. Who would you believe? I walk the great streets of New York City, where many great people have lived, and think how great it is to live and die on Earth, even if it means having known nothing of the why. Nothing of the why. I'd like to thank you wonderful people who responded so warmly to yesterday's little brain dump of mine about the sayings of the Desert Fathers and stars. I was really touched by the responses and the insights that some of you shared. And I send these out not knowing if they get listened to. And quite frankly, it's okay if they don't get listened to. You have no obligation in this to listen to what I'm saying. But if you are listening, please know that it really does mean the world to me when you respond with your thoughts and feelings on the words that I share. So truly, thank you so much. The reason why I chose this poem this morning is A, because I was flipping through my books and just like was overthinking it, as I'm wont to do, as my Pilates instructor reminds me that I am trying too hard and that I am overthinking things. Surprise, surprise. But I chose this because of the first line. I want to be in rooms full of people I love. And last night, someone who means a lot to me, someone who means a lot to me sent me a photo of the old apartment that I used to live on, this old loft at the corner of Dundas and River, sent me a photo of the exterior and commented that it always felt bigger on the inside of the space, that from the outside, it looks so small and so constrained and tight. And my response to that was, things feel expansive when loved ones are gathered. That's my working theory. And it just made me want to be in rooms full of people I love again. And I don't understand this poem yet. I love Alex Dimitrov. He's one of my fellow bipolar queens. And he's such a fucking messy bitch, but oh my God, can he just write a poem that blows my mind? I know nothing of the why. I don't know why things happen, but I do know that I want to be in rooms full of people I love. And oh look, my eyes have once again sprung a leak. What a surprise. I really should get my eye plumbing fixed at some point in time, but all this to say, thank you for being people that I love. Thank you for responding if and when you do. Thank you for listening if and when you do. I'm consistently delighted when response messages come in. So let's co-create this together, okay? Put on your sunscreen, drink your water, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other. Thank you as always for being here. And as always, I love you so goddamn much. Take good care and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.